Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting second. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting third. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Steve Dillard. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Fergie Jenkins. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Jim Colburn. And now, play ball. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is called out on strikes. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doyle for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is called out on strikes. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens strikes out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, The Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 1 in the game. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to second. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. Paquette hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive towards first. Scott catches it and steps on first to double up McRae. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Jenkins covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson strikes out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 1 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dillard. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Dillard steals second. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 1 in the game. with a walk. Carbo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dillard scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colburn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals 0. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, Royals, 1. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis strikes out. 1 out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Jenkins covering, for the out. 2 outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Fisk reaches second base with a double. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-2 in the game. Paquette hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-2 in the game. Doyle hits a line drive into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dillard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Carbo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dillard moves to third. Steve Mingori now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dillard scores. Carbo moves to second. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Mark Little now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayberry for the out. Brett moves to second. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett scores. Otis moves to second. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Bob Stanley now pitching. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for Freddie Patek. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Lockhock reaches second base with a double. Otis scores. Porter moves to third. It's Red Sox, 3, Royals, 3. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Hysa now playing shortstop. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fisk bunts in front of the plate. Porter fields it and throws to first for the out. Yastrzemski moves to second. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Otis, who is chasing the ball. Scott reaches third base with a triple. Yastrzemski scores. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 3 in the game. Hobson strikes out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 3 in the game. Doyle is walked intentionally. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Dillard hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Ramon Hernandez now pitching. Josie Depp pinch hits for Tom Paquette. Josie Depp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillard fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Mayberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Zdeb now playing left field. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carbo is called out on strikes. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Paxton now pitching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Cowens moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Porter bunts towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Cowens moves to third. Otis moves to second. One out. Cookie Rojas pinch hits for Bob Heisa. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is walked intentionally. John Way then pinch hits for Frank White. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott juggles the ball. That's an error on Scott. Cowens scores. Otis moves to third. Rojas moves to second. It's Red Sox, 4, Royals, 4. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zdeb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis scores. Rojas moves to third. Way then moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.